Welcome back. 50 minutes after the hour of three. We just have a few more minutes here, and obviously we're not going to solve any tax problems at this point. And I don't think any presidential candidate is individually going to be able to do that either. Real quick, Frank, welcome to the show, and my guest, Tom Fleming. Hello, Frank?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. Tom, income tax versus, I mean, we were just talking about this before the break. The government taxes the output of a human being.
Yeah, the sweat of your brow.
That they that the government basically has a pre...
They've got a claim.
On all the income
in America, and they take it. They take their cut before you get it. Then you have to get on, hire an accountant for a couple of $100 and get on your hands and knees and beg for the money back. And do they pay you interest on the excess they've taken?
No,
they don't pay you interest. Whereas if you're late, do they charge you interest? They most certainly do. The real problem, government, the monster of big government, feeds on tax money. It's like a science fiction creature, you know? And there's only one way. You got to starve the beast. That's the only way we will ever get government off our backs. But neither the Congress, nor the president, nor a governor, nor a legislature, nor a mayor, nor a city council want to do that because their power, and their power to receive the bribes that they look for, their power would be diminished. They can't give any money back.
We apparently can't seem to find enough people that haven't taken the poison.
Yeah.
And once they get there, they're in the bath of the addictive liquids, and they just can't seem to step out of that once they're in it. And
but that's why they're there. By and large, these people have been running for office since grammar school. You know, and Washington, as a friend of mine pointed out, Washington is full of high school senior class presidents from high school. Think about that. Think about the horrible people that ran for office in high school and college. And those are the people now who have the power to ruin our lives. The best thing that could happen would be some really massive economic disruption where people would just start saying no. But that's a pretty grim. That's like asking for the four horsemen of the apocalypse to come riding through your backyard. It's something I would pray us to be spared.
Are we looking at appetizers of such through Occupy and Tea Party?
Yeah. Well, those people, I think, are correctly described. They're somewhere between. They're sort of Marxist fascist agitators. The rule of law means nothing to them. The results of an election mean nothing to them. You control the Congress. That means the House. That means nothing because they want to demonstrate. And to think you can intimidate the ruling class by these demonstrations. I think it's a fundamentally immoral thing to do. I don't care whether it's a Tea Party demonstration or an Occupy Wall Street demonstration. I think politics by demonstration is irrational and dangerous.
Tom Fleming, editor-in-chief of Chronicles Magazine, 1330 AM WNTA, all local, all day. Broadcasting live from the Communications Center, Studio One in downtown Rockford. Coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, is the war over in Iraq? President Obama is set to bring all the troops back, with the exception of, a few administrative types. We're going to talk about what that war is all about. Did it succeed? Were its goals met? That's coming up.